views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the show. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and Jeremy Newdell. My name is Andrew Martin, and I may be a little bit stuffy and congested from this cold that came out of nowhere and just tried to destroy me, but I'm winning, but I'm here with my amazing friend, Jeremy. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm so good. I'm so excited for today's show.
I am too. And I can't believe that this is like the countdown. This is, we have three, including this one, we have three shows left, three episodes left, and then it's over.
Oh, man. Don't buy so fast.
I know. It's crazy. And what are we going to do with that? I mean, I love, you know, that we have this twice a month to check in and connect with one another. And it's really become something that I really enjoy.
Me too. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, something else will crop up. Which actually is kind of, I think, you know, is sort of a segue in today's topic. Today we're talking about the gift of chaos. You know, life is always messy and chaotic. I think that that's part of the deal. You know, I always say that like destruction and creation are two sides of the same coin, right? Like if you want to build a house, you got to cut down some trees. And I think that a lot of us, myself included, are in this crazy time right now where things just seem to be going sideways and out of nowhere. Stuff seems to be collapsing and like, what the heck just happened? Like plot twist. I had no idea that was coming, or, you know, the rug seems to be pulled out from underneath me. And I think that when things in our lives sort of go sideways or fall apart, I think that, you know, our tendency, or at least my tendency as a recovering control freak, is to go into like panic mode, right? Like, how do I control this? How do I keep this, you know, how do I keep this train on the track, sort of a thing? And we get so terrified about things falling apart or things derailing. But I actually think that chaos oftentimes holds gifts for us. And that, you know, I posted this on my social media a couple days ago that, you know, opportunity often comes wrapped in chaos. And that really the truth is that I see is that when things are falling apart or when chaos shows up in our life, it's really showing us like, these are the things that are ready to collapse. These are the things that are ready to go. Like it's, you know, breaking down because something in it doesn't work anymore. And so I think it's an opportunity for us to sit and sort of witness it. And I think really just sort of let ourselves off the hook. Like oftentimes it has nothing to do with something that we did or didn't do. It's just that it's done.
Yeah.
And I think that that can be a really, really tricky thing. So that's what I want to talk about today is how do we find the, you know, the jewel in the mud, or how do we find the gift in the chaos? And if you're interested in connecting with us today through this episode, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and you can click on the player that has our faces on it. It will open up a new window and you will see in the upper right hand corner, there's a little button that says ask. And if you want to send us an email, you can email us through there. So any questions or comments or anything that you would like us to perhaps discuss relative to this topic of chaos, send us an email. We'll talk about it. So I want to share really, you know, before we get into the conversation, or I think a good way to start up the conversation, we were discussing this briefly before the show started, is, you know, my granny was very into mythology, Greek and Roman mythology, and she was really into the pantheon of all the gods, and she, her understanding of it was really, really fascinating to me. And I remembered when I was talking about this topic or coming up with this topic that chaos was a god. one of the Roman gods, and so I, or Greek gods, and so I went and did a little search, and amazingly enough, chaos is, in the Greek pantheon anyway, the state of the random disorder, the primordial emptiness that gave birth to everything. So chaos was the thing that existed before Zeus or, you know, any of the Titans or, you know, Hera, any of the gods or goddesses were all born out of chaos. And I think that that's a really, really fascinating way to perceive that everything is born out of this seemingly random sort of disarrayed mess of nothingness. I mean, isn't that kind of fascinating?
It's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, this idea that, and it's another, you know, thing that I've been dealing with in my own work and with my clients is this idea of the void, right? The idea of the zero point before anything has really been created, just this soup of the source of the, you know, the sort of the raw material of all creation is chaotic by definition because there is no order. There is no sort of sense or up or down or left or right because it is the potential for all things. I think when things fall apart, the thing that we often overlook or often miss is that when things aren't clear, when I have no idea what it is, then actually it can be anything.
Yeah.
It's like the lump of clay that I have as the sculptor in front of me, and it's just a lump of clay. It's nothing until I make a decision about what it is. Or like, you know, I think it was Michelangelo who used to say, like, I'm not actually sculpting anything. Like I see a block of marble and I see David in the marble and I'm not sculpting David. I'm actually removing everything that isn't David.
I love that. It's like one of my favorite quotes. Seriously, that's so cool because, I mean, when I look at chaos and, you know, in this from the kind of the spiritual perspective of chaos, it's like, you know, I really kind of look at it from like the experiential perspective of it, like how you actually, when you're in the middle of chaos and like, you know, because obviously, you know, we want to develop really, you know, good and healthy relationships with things that arise. So when chaos comes, it's kind of like, you know, as spiritual people or as people that are, you know, are willing to pay attention and more inclined to be conscious in every, you know, in anything that arises, when chaos comes up, you know, we want to develop a good relationship with it. And what I've noticed in my life recently is that, and it's so funny too, you know, when you told me that this is the topic is chaos, it's like, it's so funny how, you know, life kind of just like delivers you exactly what you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, for, and I think it, you know, I, from kind of just being with other people, like, it seems like that's like a common theme that's coming up right now is like, you know, just kind of just things are just going nuts. And, so, you know, what I've noticed is, you know, to develop a really good relationship with chaos, it's been important for me to not necessarily be like very premeditative and very like this calm type of, you know, because that's kind of what chaos is trying to wake us up out of, in a sense. It's trying to wake us up out of like, oh, you know, like, oh, here's chaos. Let me just go meditate it away. And, you know, even if you try that, it's kind of just like, dude, that doesn't work. Like, there's still chaos. Like, you haven't looked at it yet. You haven't addressed it. And so what I have found to be the, I don't know, the focal point of these experiences that we have of chaos, of things sort of like really conflict and just whatever that means in your particular, you know, situation, is it's really giving you the opportunity to fully let yourself be free. Like, meaning that, man, when conflict arises, at, you know, as people that are very conscious and very calm and, you know, very premeditative, we are uncomfortable a lot in a lot of situations that have conflict because it sort of brings out that animalistic, you know, primal sort of versions of ourselves that are coming up to be embraced and to be honored. And we think that to embrace and to honor these things, it's really, oh, I have to sit quietly and be with them. And sometimes that may be the case, but I think really allowing them to roar and really like letting it, you know, letting yourself be free and like, you know, like, you know, because what's happening is when you let yourself be free in those times of chaos, you're actually sort of like pushing the boundaries of a lot of like your beliefs that you hold. So it's like, if you have a belief, it's like, oh, I could never be this, or, you know, I could never do this because it's unspiritual or whatever. It's like a lot of time chaos comes up. So we like sort of give in and surrender to our natural raw kind of like instinct of like, no, like this is truly what I know I need. And I think we're afraid as spiritual people to like do that, because we don't want to hurt anyone. And I think what really happens is when we repress that is, you know, when we start to, you know, is when we kind of get a little passive aggressive and we kind of end up hurting people. But when we let ourselves out, we sort of like Aries is like what comes to mind, is when we really let that fire sort of just come out in any way that it really wants to, and like cheer ourselves on during it and be like, yeah, this is just what's coming up to be embraced. And like, you know, kind of being a powerhouse badass about it. But, you know, when you do that, you actually allow all of the conscious and like the wisdom that you already hold to sort of be, you know, like sculpted within that, you know, sort of primordial, like, you know, like it's funny because it is that primal sense of like just kind of that animal, like, okay, here's what needs to come out. And I think being really like allowing yourself, being giving yourself permission to do that is what's going to actually allow that, whatever that is, to come out in like the most conscious way.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that, you know, you hit on something really important. We've got to take a break in just a minute, so we'll open this up when we get back. But this idea that I believe that chaos shows up for us to strip away everything that isn't us anymore.
Yeah.
It comes to take, because what I say all the time is that if something can be taken from you, it will be. And so if it can be taken from you, let it be. Because if it can be taken from you, you don't need it anymore, or it never belonged to you, or it was just a temporary thing. And so I think that when things break down, when things show up as chaotic, or things, you know, fall apart or go sideways or derail, we oftentimes internalize it and say, what did I do wrong? And I don't think that it necessarily has anything to do with what we did or didn't do. I think what it is presenting an opportunity for us to stand vulnerable, to stand and be honest and be in our truth. And one of the most difficult things I think for us as humans is to admit is that we don't have an answer or we don't know.
Yeah.
And that to me is what chaos represents, as an opportunity to acknowledge and recognize all that we do not know. And when we stand in that place of the void and of in the face of chaos and go, oh my gosh, it just fell apart, I don't know what's true anymore, that is one of the most powerful points that we have access to, because what it does is it allows us to find ourselves. So we're going to take a break.
Yeah, that was powerful.
I think it's something that I'm really excited to continue to discuss. We're going to take a break, but please stay with us. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. I'm Andrew, here with my co-host and friend Jeremy, and today we're talking about the gift of chaos. And I love this topic. I know we're both super pumped about what we want to talk about today. Before we got into the break, we were talking about this idea, or I was sharing this idea that, you know, what chaos oftentimes represents is an amazing opportunity for us to find ourselves. And I was working with a client, the sort of how this topic came about is I was working with a client last week, and things were really, really turned upside down for her. She was in this topsy-turvy place where there was all this upheaval and everything in her life is sort of falling apart. And all of these sort of touchstones or comfort zone, security blanket things that she had had were all gone. They were all falling away. And I had this image of like someone standing in the wreckage, like after a natural disaster, like a tornado or a tsunami or something, and having absolutely no idea which way was up, which way was down, what street is this? I don't even know where my house used to be. Like there were no landmarks for her to find where she used to be or find her old life. And very clearly in that moment, this message came through was that just find yourself. Because in these times in our lives, when things fall apart, when we so often lose every bit of familiarity that we ever had, and the old life is suddenly just ripped away, the only thing that we're oftentimes left with is ourselves. And I think that oftentimes that's why chaos shows up in our lives, yeah, is to strip away everything that is no longer us so that we can find ourselves, right? It's like, how often do we hear ourselves or other people speaking about all the things in their lives that they're like, I don't like this job. This relationship isn't mine anymore. I don't recognize myself. Whose life is this? And then it all goes away. And what we're left with is the only thing that ever really exists is ourselves and our sense of our own truth and our relationship with that. Mm. So how do we find ourselves in that chaos and in that mess? And I think it really is the basics. You go back to basics, right? It's, yeah, stopping. You take that breath, you take that moment, you close your eyes, and you find that internal connection point, which is always the beginning of everything. And I think when we have these moments in life when we're sort of, you know, shaken and awakened and, you know, sort of smacked upside the head, you know, what we don't realize in the moment is chaos is always making way for something new. And the beginning of that, from my perspective, is it's always the new thing is always how do I see myself in relationship to my world and my, yeah, relationship to my life. And I have to, you know, I have an opportunity to see myself in a new way.
Yeah, you hit on it. I think you hit on it exactly right. I mean, like when we're in chaos, it's really important to take that time to reconnect and to really like, you know, obviously kind of what I was saying before was like, you know, you let yourself kind of like when you're in chaos and you're kind of in the heat of the moment, like, you know, it's important to let those parts of you that really want to come out. But, you know, afterwards when the sort of dust has settled, but this, there's still sort of that, you know, that atmosphere of chaos that's happening, because it really, it's like that unknown and things are in pieces a little bit, you know, coming back to that connection point is going to be so important. And, you know, I think when you are able to be practiced in coming back into connection, coming back into connection, coming back into connection, even when you're in the midst of chaos, it helps you become so resilient and so strong, because even when, you know, chaos does happen, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm on the baseball field and I'm playing the game. And then when it's all said and done, I can come back and sort of be with myself again and find that connection point. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, you know, find the clarity that, you know, you might, but, you know, the point is to give yourself that space to sort of let things be handled on their own and give yourself the space to just relax and not have to figure it all out all in that little bit. Because when we're in chaos, we're like, I want to do everything I can to get the hell away from chaos, you know? So,
yeah,
just coming back to that connection point. I mean, that's been so, like, you know, important for me, is like things will happen. And then I'm just like, you know, even if I'm, you know, especially, and it's, sometimes it's really hard to be, you know, with yourself when you're in the midst of chaos. But, you know, in those moments, those are usually the moments that are the most important. And it doesn't mean that you have to do it in any particular way. Do it whatever way that works for you, whether that's meditation. Sometimes I just straight up don't, like, am so feeling like I don't want to meditate that I'll just do like a little meditation coloring book, or I'll go skateboarding or something, like whatever in the moment, you know, follow the energy, feel where it's going. And it's going to be kind of different on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of the times these opportunities of chaos are actually helping you discover new ways to connect with yourself, because we don't feel like, you know, we feel like the old ways that we have, you know, used to connect before are like stale and stagnant. And that's one of the gifts. It's like, oh, you know, it births this new way to become more connected with yourself. And that's, you know, that's such a gift. So recognize the gift that it truly is.
Totally. And, you know, you hit on something that I think is important to highlight, is that idea of clarity. And I see this a lot in my coaching clients, my mentorship program that I have with my clients, is this idea that I need clarity, I need answers. And, you know, we oftentimes put so much pressure on ourselves to have it figured out, to have the answer and to have the plan. And oftentimes the clarity, and what I know to be true without a doubt, is that the clarity that always exists, even when you feel like there's none whatsoever, is where you are right now. And oftentimes that requires us to say, okay, where am I right now? I am here right now. I'm in the midst of a mess. I am feeling vulnerable. I am feeling confused. I am feeling unsure. I am feeling afraid. That's okay, because that's where you are. And it's okay not to have the answers. It's okay not to know which way is up, because that's what chaos brings, is a total, you know, I used to talk about this a lot. It's like reorientation through disorientation. Oftentimes, chaos comes to take away any point of reference we have, so that the only point we have is the internal compass, right? No longer do I have this external world to measure myself against. All I have is like, okay, the only thing that's clear right now is how I feel and where I find myself. And that is always true. It doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily like it, right? It doesn't mean that the people in your life are all of a sudden going to understand, like, why is Jeremy all of a sudden saying these weird things and making these strange choices? Well, it's because that's what your point of reference is, right? So it's this idea that we sometimes are being asked to get comfortable with things being messy. We're sometimes being asked to get comfortable with not having the answer. And just because you don't have the answer doesn't mean that A, there isn't an answer, or that B, that you did something wrong and that somehow the answer is being withheld. Sometimes there's not an answer yet, right? It's like you got to wait for the cake to bake. The cake's not done because it's not done. So I think that chaos, oftentimes, it's like when you are drowning, when you are in a body of water, thrashing around and exhausting yourself is what the mind will tell you to do, right? Fight it, grasp something, find something, go into panic mode, fight or flight. When actually, if you just stop and you go still, you'll float. And by floating in that space of the void and the unknown and in the midst of that chaos, then you can oftentimes find your orientation and say, okay, here I am in the midst of this mess, in the midst of this, you know, upheaval. I don't know what's going on, and that's okay. I think if we want to start to give some practical ways for people to see chaos as a helpful thing or a valuable thing, because I think one of the first things we can do is recuse ourselves of this idea that it has to be good or bad, right or wrong. Like, just let it be what it is. It doesn't have to be good to be valuable. And just because you might say it's bad doesn't mean that it's not valuable, right? Just let yourself say, you know what? I don't have to know why this is here. I don't have to know what this is. All I can do is just trust that it's valuable. Because I think that calls us to a deeper lesson here, which is, are you able to trust that your life is a showing you your relationship with yourself? And can you trust that the universe is working with you, working for you, and always moving you towards the highest expression that you have access to in any minute?
Yeah.
So you can let yourself off the hook. Just say, you know what? I don't have the answer right now. You know, or someone says, Andrew, you're crazy. What are you doing? You're quitting your job to start a practice and you have no income, no savings, and you don't know what you're going to do. And I say, yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy? I'm a little freaked out too, but I cannot ignore the voice inside of me that is telling me that this is the direction that I need to go. And I can trust that actually that voice is just me leading myself forward.
Yeah. So, it's cool. It's like, you know, our deepest soul's expression is actually so badass because it knows that it's, you know, it knows it's when we really pay attention and we really follow these impulses and, you know, it really knows that, wow, this is going to bring the human self in a place that's going to be a little gnarly, but it knows that ultimately this is where we want to go. So it's so beautiful. And, you know, and I think it's really important to say also that you don't necessarily like exactly what you were saying before. Like, you don't have to know why you're in chaos. You don't have to know why this is all working out for your highest benefit. The only thing that is really going to help you at the end of the day is your willingness to feel where you are and to slow down enough to where you can be okay with it, and not even like be okay with it where it's like, oh, I'm okay with this chaos, because really we're not. But it's more so like, can I just sit with it and like not be thrashing around and like,
right,
just like let yourself, like quicksand is a good example. Like when you're in quicksand and you're like in chaos, like when you're thrashing around, you're just getting deeper and deeper. But as soon as you just relax into it, you start floating to the surface, like the water example. And
yeah. Just let yourself be where you are.
Yeah. And I think with the spiritual community, we want to be as loving as we can. And when chaos comes up and we just don't feel open to anyone's crap, to be honest, like we feel like, you know, we're not our highest self or we're not our most loving self when chaos arises. And I think that's what the chaos is here to do. It's here to shake up your idea, your belief, your definition of what the highest version of you is supposed to look like, you know, because I went through, you know, like I had some chaos happen in my family a couple, maybe a week ago.
Hold that thought. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to cut you off, but we got to take a break.
Oh, I didn't even look. Yes.
That's all right. We're going to put that on pause for a second. Again, if you want to send us a question or a comment, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player with our face on it. It'll open up a new window. And you can click ask to send us a question via email, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
If If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to A Life Untethered. I'm Andrew Martin here with my co-host and friend Jeremy Nudell. And we are talking today about the gift of chaos. And we're going to just jump right back into it because I knew this was going to be one of those topics that we were going to be like, we could have done a 3-hour show on. So before we went to break, Jeremy, you were sharing how you had some experiences with your family recently that sort of brought some chaos into your life. And I want you to just pick that story up where you left off.
Yeah.
If you remember, I mean, do you remember what you were talking about?
So I just, you know, I just had a situation where, you know, some conflict, some chaos came up, and, it was really important. And, you know, I will say that, like, any time I've ever experienced anything like that in the past, any, like, with the family in particular, it's always brought on, like, so much healing. And I feel like whenever we've come out the other side, it's always been so like, oh, like we've moved past that. And like, you know, it just feels really good to kind of like go through that. But it just brought something like a theme, like a idea that was really important from my perspective, like to people that are experiencing chaos, like the spiritual community that really want to maneuver it as gracefully as they know they are able to. And, you know, kind of what was brought up for me, this sort of definition that I have that's been like sensitive for me and little vulnerable for me is like as a spiritual being and someone that teaches love and teaches, you know, accept, you know, all inclusivity and loving yourself and having these experiences of chaos where, you know, we might, you know, certain versions of ourselves might be coaxed out into the light that we're like, oh my God, that's not loving. And here, you know, who am I to be teaching love when this is my behavior, this is my conduct or whatever. And, you know, what became so clear to me was that it's not, you know, obviously conduct and that's, I love that word. Just conduct is such a important thing on this journey is like, you know, how you're able to sort of process what comes in and allow it to move through you and as gracefully as you can. So you're not throwing up your crap on other people. You know, but at a certain point, we have to look at this idea of loving yourself, of self-love, of when, you know, when situations arise, are you not compromising what your own inner flame is pulling you to do because you don't want to stir the waters, because you don't want to, you know, and I think when you do that, you're actually, you're sort of repressing all of you know, those versions of yourself that want to come out, to actually come into the light, to be seen. And I think the reason we're afraid to really bring those versions of ourselves out is because we don't want to hurt anyone. But what actually ends up happening when we do that is we repress. And it's like that example of the cashier who just takes it every day and then just like blows up one day and like shoots up the store. You know, it's like we're afraid to fully let that version of ourself that the chaos is provoking in coming out to come out. And because when we do let it come out, we often of the time find, especially when we're really paying attention, we're really doing the work on our own time, and when we're not in those situations, is that our highest wisdom is actually shining through in those moments in very subtle and specific ways, even if we might not be able to see it at first. So, you know, just because you have some sort of conflict, I know a lot of Aries in my life, and if you know an Aries, a lot of the time Aries will, you know, just kind of like, if you're in a fight with them, they'll just say some stuff that they really don't mean, or say some really mean stuff. And, you know, and I think it's just really important to kind of let things come out, you know, and not really hold back and really give yourself permission to just like, look, I'm just going to, even though it scares the hell out of me and I don't want to hurt anyone and I'm afraid of being vulnerable, like letting yourself be free. And what's so interesting is when you really let yourself be free in those moments of chaos is when you actually find that your highest wisdom is actually shining through the most. Because when you're sort of like, oh, I'm going to sort of hold myself back a little because I don't want to hurt someone, then it's almost like you are not allowing the fullness of yourself in that moment to come through. And so then it builds that tension. And that's when actually, you know, that's when actually violence and abuse, and that's when those things actually end up showing up. But when you let it out as just that raw passion, that's when you start to see the wisdom. And that's really what is needed in those situations, is those, you know, is that raw passion. And don't get my words twisted. I'm not saying to, you know, to explode on people. And, you know, this isn't any permission to, you know, like hurt anyone or be abusive in any way, but more so to just really let that passion that you have come out in whatever way that it wants to come out. And we're not perfect, you know, we're still learning. And so be graceful and gentle with yourself during it. But I just, it was so clear to me after this experience that I had that letting myself be free was the biggest gift of self-love that I could have given myself. And that was so important because, you know, my mom really, she kind of threw it in my face like, oh, you're teaching peace and you're teaching all this stuff, but you know, here you are. And I just felt so passionate in that space to be like, yeah, but like, this is part of my loving myself process, is allowing this passion to come out. And it actually allowed the resolution and allowed, you know, us to actually meet each other in a more real way. And a lot of time when we repress, we're not actually allowing things to come out in the light. So we're not actually able to resolve it because that passion isn't really there to be the catalyst. So we can't actually meet the person that we're in conflict with or the situation we're in conflict with.
Yeah. And I think it feels to me like part of what you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is about just allowing ourselves to be in our authenticity.
Yeah.
Because in order for lasting change or in order for growth to happen, we've got to be willing to learn how to face and express difficult feelings and discomfort without avoiding them, without numbing them, without self-medicating, without hanging them on someone else, without projecting them and trying to make someone else accountable for them. We've got to be willing to surrender to our innate alignment with love. And authenticity, there's nothing authentic about putting on a spiritual face and saying, no, I'm happy. I just love and light, love and light. That's not authentic. That's not real.
Yeah.
When you have something within you, like you said, that's bubbling up and that's coming to a point, yeah, no, it's not an excuse to be abusive or to be, you know, lashing out at somebody else. But it is an opportunity to be authentic with ourselves. And it's funny because I find that oftentimes in these spiritual communities, we're very uncomfortable with these negative emotions or these darker emotions. We're very uncomfortable and we don't know where to put them. And oftentimes I think when people want to know, because we were talking about this on the segment before the break, about this idea and this obsession that we often have with understanding why. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And I think really, it's not about wanting to know why this happened. What I think it really is I want to know how to fix this so that it will never happen again.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're really looking for when we're looking for the why. And here's the thing. The only time and the only reason anything ever recurs in our experience is because we still have something to learn from it. And we still have an opportunity to be authentic in the face of it. And it oftentimes requires us to have the difficult question conversations and to ask the tough questions and to hear the tough answers. And we want the why so that we can avoid that, right? Like, where's the magic pill that I can take so that I don't have to do this thing that I really don't want to do? And really what it is an opportunity just to stand. And that's what chaos does, is it often strips away the artifice so that we have no choice but to be authentic. Because, you know, I mean, and I speak as one of those people who oftentimes the only way that a modern human is going to step outside of their comfort zone is when their back is against the wall and they have no other choice. So oftentimes we create these experiences in our lives so that we have no choice but to be honest. We have no choice but to say, I'm scared. I don't have any answers. I am, you know, my life is broken and I don't know what to do. That is the beginning of the shift, right? I cannot heal something until I acknowledge what hurts.
Totally.
Right? It's like if I'm sick and I go to the doctor and he says, what's wrong? I want to help you and say, I don't know. I just don't feel well. Well, what's wrong? I don't know. I'm broken. Okay, but what's wrong? I don't know. Well, you've got to be willing to figure it out and give it a voice. And so sometimes chaos pushes us to that brink so that we have no choice but to just surrender and say, okay, I don't have an answer. I give up. Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to take another break. You are listening to A Life Untethered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Again, if you want to ask a question or share with us something via email, you can click that little button that says ask and we will chat about it on the air. We'll be right back after this break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody, to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. And today we're talking about the gift of chaos. And I want to give at least some sort of practical approach, because it's all well and good for us to sit and say, oh, there's gift in the chaos. Just love yourself. Just be present. Just be raw and vulnerable. Okay, yeah. Well, no one really likes doing that. And I think that, you know, I think the first thing we can acknowledge is that, you know, at least for myself, you know, this is what I do for a living. And I still, in my personal life, I don't like it when chaos shows up. Yeah. I don't like it when I have to be uncomfortable and vulnerable. But I've learned that on the other side of that is generally the clarity or the peace, or at least the understanding that I seek. So I think it's important to say that, like, you're never going to like it. I mean, maybe someone out there who's maybe a bit, you know, masochistic might. But I think for the most part, most of us aren't going to like it. So I think one of the things that I share with my clients is a very, very simple question, and it is, where am I right now? And that seems like, you know, well, duh, Andrew, but I mean, literally, like, when you're in a moment of panic or conflict, or you're freaking out, or you're lost, you don't know what to do, where am I right now? Okay. And if you don't know, then you start with a bait. Okay, I'm sitting in a living room. I'm at a table. I'm in this apartment. I'm in Soma neighborhood in San Francisco, right? So you start with literally physically where you are. And you just begin to bring yourself in the moment. Where am I right now? I am unsure. I am nervous about having this conversation with my boss. I am not looking forward to whatever it is this afternoon, right? So rather than get so stuck in the out there or the back there or the what happens tomorrow or what happened last week, using these very simple questions, where am I right now? It immediately brings us back to our body. It immediately brings us back to the present moment where we can begin to gauge, like, what's going on in my body? Oh my gosh, my shoulders are so tight. It's so tense. Oh my gosh, I really have to go to the bathroom. Oh my gosh, I haven't had a glass of water since 8 o'clock this morning. So these little things oftentimes might seem insignificant, but when we, again, it's like what we were saying in the beginning, is going back to that connection point, that internal place where we always can connect with our source. It is the, by bringing ourselves back to the moment, it gives us our power. It gives us access to that power, because our power is only ever present in the moment. And the present moment always contains exactly what we need. And so when we ask that simple question, what it does is it just brings us back to the present moment. We can become aware of our breathing. We can become aware of our body. And we can begin to become aware of what's going on mentally. What is the chatter? What is the story? What is happening right now? And it just gives us back the moment, as opposed to feeling like we're a prisoner or that we're at the mercy of our circumstances.
Yeah, like any grounding technique that works for you is going to be beneficial in those kind of manic states. For me, I like to journal. It just helps me get it all out. Even if I write something down and I hate every word that I wrote, like, it helps. It just, you know, gets it out. Sometimes, like, taking a salt bath is something that I use a lot. It really helps to put me in my body. Going on, like, barefoot walks is really, you know, something that's going to ground you. But I think really just the willingness to do those things is going to be your biggest thing, you know, not even so much what it is or, you know, but it's just the willingness to do them and the willingness to pay attention is going to really help you the most. And it's not something that, you know, like kind of what we were saying, like that we necessarily have mastered by any means or that really anyone has, because we're evolving, we're expanding every single day. We're running into something that we've never experienced before. So it really is a sense of just, you know, taking the wisdom that you've learned and taking what works for you and taking the practices that work for you and help you, you know, go be in your body, letting yourself be free, letting yourself have fun, you know, like sometimes it just comes down to like, okay, like I feel like I'm in a self-inflicted prison right now. Like, what can I do to just have fun? Maybe I can just go to the movies, just get my mind off of it or whatever. But, you know, just paying attention and just really being kind with yourself, just being like, you know, whatever I do, I just being really graceful and gentle and kind with yourself is really all you're really searching for at the end of the day. So you can just feel better in relationship to whatever chaos is in your life.
Yeah. And I think you're hitting on something that's really important is, you know, in every moment, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what we don't know or what we think we don't have, the one thing that we always have access to is how we're caring for ourselves in that moment.
Yeah.
And self-care has become this very commodified sort of corporatized idea of, oh, self-care, buy this $5,000 bathtub and that's self-care. No, self-care doesn't have to cost you anything. And what I think is important to acknowledge, again, this is about letting ourselves off the hook, is that we don't live in a society, we live in a society where there are billion-dollar industries built around making us feel bad about ourselves, making us feel inadequate, making us feel like we're never going to make it, or that someone else over there has the answer, or that if I buy that thing, then I'll be happy. So learning how to care for ourselves in a way that is authentic and meaningful is like being a first-time parent, right? It's like, I'm 20 years old and I just had a baby. I don't know what the heck to do. This is the, you know, it's like I've never been a parent before. So go easy on yourself. Understand that it's okay that you don't know what to do, but that you can start in that moment by just being present with yourself and acknowledging it and saying, okay, I'm afraid right now. Okay, I'm uneasy right now or whatever. And one of my favorite tricks or tools that I like to use, and I'll share this with the listeners, is putting yourself in the observer mode through similar to what you said, like a journaling exercise, and sitting in the moment, get out a pen and paper and just imagine for a second that you're sitting across the room from yourself and you're watching yourself and begin to write down, if I was observing myself right now, what would I perceive that that person needs? If I'm sitting here and I'm watching Andrew and I can see how anxious he is, or I can see how upset he is, or I can see how sad or whatever he is, what do I think that he needs right now? And that's a beautiful way to open up our own internal wellspring of compassion, because generally the answers are very simple. Like, Andrew needs a hug. Andrew needs someone to just listen to him. Andrew needs someone to be soft and to be gentle with him. Andrew needs a nap. Andrew needs a glass of water and a walk around the block, whatever it is. So that can begin to cue us into, or clue us into, what is it that I can do for myself right now? Right? Because a lot of times we don't know what to do. We don't know how to care for ourselves because we really haven't been taught how to. So I think that that's another good way that we can begin to just really be kind and compassionate. And then, you know, I know that you are a huge fan of Matt Kahn. And he is a great man and was a mentor of mine years ago. And I love one of his tried and true things that I still use to this day is the I love yous.
Yes.
And to just, I love you. Say I love you to yourself until you feel like you're ready to crawl out of your skin. Just keep saying it until, you know, and just really beginning to direct it to yourself and feel it in your body. And I don't know what your experience with the I love yous has been, but I remember when I first started doing it years ago, it was amazing to me how resistant I would find myself to receiving love, right? Like, I would say to myself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I would say it for like sometimes 5-10 minutes. And an interesting thing would happen in the beginning, like I would be not be connected to it. And then there would be this period of time where I would feel like resistant to it. And I would want to be like, shut up, quit saying that. And then there would be a time when I might, it almost would make me feel a little angry, like this is stupid, it's not working. But I would continue to show up and love myself. And usually around the 5-6 minute mark, there would be this tipping point and things would begin to soften and my heart would begin to open and my defenses would begin to go down. And I would begin to be like, oh, okay, wow, I do love you. I love you. And I would begin to receive it from myself. And I don't know. I mean, I just think, you know, if there's one takeaway that people can have from today's episode, it's just be kind to yourself. Have compassion for yourself. You don't have to know how it's going to happen, but as long as you're willing and you show up and you're willing to say, I don't know, I need help, it will arrive, right? I believe that with all of my heart, that if we're willing to just be present and be honest with ourselves and say, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do, I'm lost, help.
Yeah.
Then it shows up.
Yeah. I would say just remember that there's always a broader perspective. So however you're looking at the situation, there's always sort of a bigger reason why it's happening. And, you know, like we said before, it's not up to you to figure out what that reason is, but just knowing that there's that, you know, that there is a bigger perspective to this, and it's important for you to, you know, to move through the perspective that you're at. And I think it just kind of allows it to be a little bit easier, you know, just be like, wow, I'm feeling this way. And that's part of it. So,
yeah,
no, I really, totally. That's a process that you brought us to. It was very helpful. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And I think that's it. So, you know, go out there, dance in the chaos, embrace it, rip all your clothes off and run crazy naked around the neighborhood. I don't know.
Yes.
But just, but
absolutely.
Do your best not to fight it, and just trust that even if it seems difficult, there's still value there and that there's a reason and that you are capable, right? So We got to cut this off because at the end of our show, I knew we could have talked about this one for hours. So thank you, Jeremy. Always
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you. Yes.
I love these chats that we get to have every other week. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you the second Thursday in February.
See you guys then.
Bye.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.